Broncos and Chargers kick off tomorrow, 2:05 Mountain. We're lucky to be joined by CBS Sports' Rich Gannon. And Rich, you had a chance to talk with Brock Osweiler a little while ago. You've seen him on film, but what were your impressions so far?
You know, I've been really impressed. I just think his poise and composure is pretty amazing to for a guy that really hasn't played a lot to come in and play as well as he had in his last two starts. And it hasn't been easy. I mean, you look at the Chicago game, and he made a lot of big throws. And, of course, even last week with the weather and everything, and things really weren't going well for a while there. But, yeah, he found a way to make some big-time throws there at the end of the game. So I've been impressed with his composure, his poise. Looks like he has the entire package. I think he's got better mobility than people give him credit for being such a big quarterback, and clearly he can make every throw.
This defense has also been a marquee feature of this year's squad. Just some takeaways from what they've been able to do against some of the best teams in the league so far.
I think with every good defense, it starts with stopping the run, and that's always been a kind of a staple of a Wade Phillips coach defense, and the Broncos do that real well. By doing that, then they're able to have some fun, and that's rush the passer. And, of course, you've got guys that can come off the edge. They've got linebackers that play very well in space, have good sideline-to-sideline quickness. And you've got two really good corners that make it difficult and play a lot of man-to-man. And then you've got a safety that can play at all three levels and can be very disruptive when he's healthy, and T.J. Ward. So I think it's a really good defense. Basically, you're going to see a lot of five-man rush, and you're going to play a lot of man-to-man coverage. You better win those one-on-one battles, and not a lot of teams have had success against that defense.
You've spent a lot of time in this AFC West division. When you get a team like the Chargers and the Broncos in an AFC West divisional matchup, what kind of intensity do we typically see in these types of games?
You know, when you look at the two teams, you think, you know, Denver's just kind of rolling along, and you got a team on the other side of it's 3-8. You think, well, you know, how much of it? It'll be a close game. I mean, it's a divisional game. It's Phillip Rivers. You know, he's a pretty special player. You know, when you really studied San Diego, which is amazing, my preparation this week, the one thing that really stood out to me is their offensive line is not very good. They're 30th in rushing. The defense isn't very good. I think they're 30th in scoring. Phillip Rivers is what makes it happen. I mean, they're throwing the ball more than any team in football right now, and they just push comes to shove. They put the ball in his hands, let him make plays. And so that's what you have to deal with, really, when you play a team like San Diego. He's tough. He's durable. He's never missed a start. He's productive. He's accurate. It's not always pretty, but somehow he finds a way to get the job done.
Rich, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.